What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sherita, and this is Fast. Long time no speak. Welcome back, my spazzers. This week, we're going to go ahead and touch all things with the guests that we have coming into the show. We're going to speak about making time to be creative, what that looks like for, you know, other fellow creators. We're going to touch a little bit about music and just life in general, just regular casual conversation. He is a friend of mine. He's a friend of the show. Let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go ahead and welcome in. Let's go.
Don't let these whitewash. Don't let these guys continue to lie to you and say that hip hop was positive at the beginning. Every jam I went to ended up with somebody getting stuck up or shot at. The element was in the air. The danger was lurking.
Welcome to Spaz.
Thank you.
We have a guest this week, you guys. Niles is joining us. And I don't want to go into, I mean, I guess we'll go into how I know you. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to just introduce you as like the group hubby, which he is, though. He truly is, though, y'all. But Niles, tell us a little bit where you coming from. List your podcasts and your adventures. Endeavors, should I say.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, my name is Niles. I go by French the Bread. You feel me? I am one of the producers and podcast hosts on Bread Made Media. My podcast specifically, you know, is about promoting peace, positivity, and prosperity. You know, this world we living in right now is kind of brutal. And, you know, we get too many scoops of negativity and a whole bag full of bullshit every other day. So it's like, man, to try to throw a moonshot of positivity out there, you know, once, twice, three times a week is, you know, my goal. I mean, I come from the Bay. You know, I'm a world traveler. Been all around. You know, Earth is my turf. I really don't claim nowhere like that. You know, well, we're all people of this green world, you know.
not green world.
Yeah, it's a green world. It's a green.
The green world.
It's a green world. I mean, we're green and knowing what we're actually doing here.
Speak
in our
for yourself,
purpose.
Nigga, I'm brown.
I mean, the skin, as far as our hue, of course, you know, the melanation is in there, you know, blessed and highly favored with it. I am appreciative.
I know that's right.
But I mean, we're so green in the way that we treat each other. We're so green in the way that we treat the environment. We're so green in the way that we even think. Like,
what do you mean, like green as in like minimal?
Like green as in brand new. Like unknowing, underdeveloped. Like, you know, we've spoken about it. We're all underdeveloped humans, severely underdeveloped. And in that, I feel like a lot of our the things that go on now, a lot of the worldly things that go on now, like, wouldn't really happen if we weren't that green behind the ears with about just basic knowledge on how to treat each other. Or, hey, you know what, this is going on in front of you, so this means this. A plus B obviously equals C, but why does it equal Z to you in your head?
Not America. Nah. Not in America.
Oh, no. No, not here.
Well, I guess it depends on you.
Well, I mean, it depends, yeah. But a lot of us, that do have that out here have had to persevere through tribulations that are uncommon to most. Everybody's situation is unique.
That is so true. Such a fact.
Like, everybody's situation is unique, and nobody's exempt to any type of turmoil. Like, we have to realize that everybody's hurting out here. Everybody's going through it. Everybody's not as well as they perceive themselves to be. Instagram isn't life, you know.
I definitely wish that people will understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish people did too. I mean, the whole self-gratification off of a heart in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen is ridiculous to me. Like, granted, I get it because, you know, you might not have that attention. You might not have that support system or that environment that breeds you to have that self-confidence. But, I think we're so easy to give up. And that's the other part about where, you know, my podcast is like, I don't want people to give up. There's too many people who don't give up but get it snatched from them. Like, I want to speak to the people who feel like, you know, this shit is irreparable. It's like, there's nothing that I can do, so I might as well give in to the fuck shit. It's like, I don't know if you watched Who Cloned Tyrone.
No, I've not. That's with Eddie, right?
No, that's with Jamie.
That's with Jamie. Okay.
And
Netflix?
Yep. And
no, I've not watched that through, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, shout out Jamie. Shout out John Boyega. But, like, it was a deep movie, but there was a part in the movie where, like, pretty much he became aware of what was going on, but he was like, well, fuck, it's going to happen anyway, so I'm just going to go to the corner store, I'm going to buy my scratch off, I'm going to sell my dope, I'm going to drink my 40, and it just is what it is. I can't do nothing about it. I'm not going to change, but it's like, you can't think like that. You can't have that perspective because you get locked in the system, and when you locked in the system, it's harder to dig yourself out when you don't know than when you do know.
And then you got the whole crabs in the barrel mentality. Mm. So you're saying that your platform, just to go ahead and wheel it back in, your platform is more of a, like a conscious.
It's conscious. It's informative. It's food for the spirit. Like a lot of the words that I pump out of my podcast are solely meant to either inform you, educate you, or lift your spirit. I
love that.
I don't like to talk about negative things. Like you've seen me, you've been around me a lot. I'm not a very negative person or down person because I can't be like that in my head. I've come to an agreement with myself that, hey man, we can't be unhappy out here because it's too easy to be unhappy.
Okay, well then I appreciate you telling us a little bit about yourself and your podcast. Mm-hmm. I just want the people to get to know slightly who they're getting ready to listen to. This week is going to be a little bit more of a lighter shoot the bullshit episode. That's typically how I like to record, like I told you. And so it's not going to be too much thought given, you know. It's going to be very authentic. I have more of an authentic, straightforward What's on Your Dome platform.
Okay.
And it's been a minute since I came and talked to the people. What's up, my spazzers? Let me go ahead and tap in with you guys. How are you guys doing? I hope everything is well. I hope that you guys have all been living in the light and enlightening, you know, people who are around you guys. If you guys are around environments that have been bringing you down, you guys already know what to do. Keep that shit pushing and focus on yourself. Take life seriously, okay? I know that it's, you know, people want to fuck around and play and bullshit and shit like that, but on the real level, take life seriously. And if you're around people who don't take life seriously, or better yet, don't take you seriously, I hope there's revelations, that you've had to get on about your bullshit. Pack that shit up and keep it pushing, because, you know, there is no time to be wasting. And, you know, I be out here bullshitting and wasting time, and I kind of want to talk about time. How do you keep your focus? How do you stick to a schedule with creativity? How do you feed in to creating space and time to be creative? How are you with that? Do you need more help? Do you think you're successful with it? I know that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a procrastinator. I procrastinate in life, though, is what I've come to just realization with. I be bullshitting. I just be out here. I take life seriously when it comes to, like, my morals, how I move, how I treat people, who I am as a person, what I give, things of that nature. But when it comes down to schedule planning and taking care of what I need to take care of, I am a full victim. A self-procrastinated victim of bullshitting and not taking time management seriously, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one topic I wanted to tap in today. Then we're going to kind of feed in. And then I'm going to have a fun little part at the end of the show about music.
Okay.
But how are you with time management and creating space out, carving out space on top of work? Niles is a married man. He's a newly married man. Your wife creating time and space for her, time for you guys, and then time for yourself, even in marriage. Yeah. You got to have time for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you got to have time and tap out even when you're a fucking mom and a dad. I believe in that. So how does that look like for you? What is that? You know what I'm saying?
It's so at first it was very hard.
Inspire me.
Very, very hard. It was very hard, but...
What made it hard? What do you think makes it hard?
What makes it hard is you don't know how. Like, the not knowing. The unknown. Yeah, like the...
You don't know how.
Yeah, like, we don't... A lot of times, like, that's a lot of my fear. Like, I'm never afraid to actually do it. I'm afraid of how to maintain and keep the system going while doing this, like throwing parts in while the engine's running. It's like, I don't know how this is gonna work. Is it gonna stick in there? Is it gonna do what it's supposed to do, or is it gonna fucking clank around and then I gotta have a bigger mess and I gotta go back and clean this up and reformulate? But me myself, I've created like I took a little bit of everybody's like time management strategies. I took a little bit from Larry June. He has
Larry June the rapper.
Yeah, he well a lot
said nigga said Larry like you know the movie.
Yeah, well I mean
like I was a neighbor. I'll take a little bit from
but,
Larry.
Well Larry. I mean, you know, Uncle Larry, you feel me? He was like, look, I'm not in the studio all day. I'm not trying to create stuff. I'm not always writing. I carve out 3 to 4 hours for my creativity. And I leave it alone. I go and handle my business. I go and kick it with my family. I go and take care of my stuff. I go and do my own self-care, my self-help. So I was like, all right, you know, I took from him. It doesn't have to be all day, every day. You don't have to be full Wall Street businessman, always on pounding the pavement, always trying to create. Like, so I'm like, okay, so let me not try to put all my all into it, because that's another, like, that's a
burnout is real.
Oh yeah, and it's a fatal flaw.
Burnout is very real, yeah.
You don't want to stretch yourself thin.
Yeah,
you can stretch yourself thin, burn the candles at both ends at times. So I'm like, okay, so let me set out a certain, like, let me start setting out a certain amount of time. Do I want to do it in the mornings? Do I feel better when I do it before I go to bed? Like, how is it working with my work schedule? Then, as you said, the other part that made it really, like, that helped me with it too is seeing businessmen, being around people who are in, like, finances and stuff.
Networking.
Like that. Yeah. Like, seeing how they only go out to events that are beneficial to their goal.
That's a fact.
So, like, if you're not...
That's like Beyonce. She doesn't show up at the VMAs or nothing like that unless she's winning.
Oh, yeah.
Or Jay-Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a beehive fact.
Well, beehive fact. And it's a dope business strategy as well. Yeah. Like, look, I'm not coming out to anything that's not progressing or pushing me forward.
Yeah.
So what's going to push me forward? I know that the one thing that I care about the most in my life is my relationship and my marriage and my wife. So I was like, I need to make sure that she's watered. I need to make sure that she's nurtured. I need to make sure that I'm giving her the proper amount of time, because without her, I can't do this. Like,
yeah.
And it's not even on some ability. It's the fact of the matter is that...
Sounds like partnership.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not...
Healthy partnership.
I'm not too... Not that I'm not confident in what I do, but it's easy for me to not see what I do. And she's my realignment to seeing what I'm doing. Like, a lot of times I'll be like, well, I'm not doing enough. I'm not uploading enough. I'm not, you know, doing enough research. I'm not putting together enough shows. I'm not making enough content. I'm not creating new segments. I'm not being
yourself.
Yeah, and she's like, nah, you have this many episodes. Like, you've been putting in damn near a 40-hour job podcasting. Like, chill out, be easy. And it's like, all right, cool, I need you, because I'll burn myself out and the whole system will blow up.
Yeah. And burnout is, like I say, very real. And then you definitely will burn the whole system out. And it's something that you actually do enjoy and that you love will become, I don't know, tiring and overwhelming. And then you'll tap out.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that happens. I think for me, a big reason why I'm a big, what I've come to realization with is that sometimes I feel that if I go hard at something and I'm very consistent, that it'll end up being like 100% great, and I fear success.
Because
then you got to maintain it and keep it up.
Yeah.
You got to maintain that shit, put in the work, keep it up, you know, take the career path or whatever, wherever it leads you, take it seriously, or actually really create and make space for it. Take a shot.
Oh, yeah, let's take a shot.
Really sit back and create the space for it. And sometimes I feel that I could be so I mean, I believe in healthy selfishness.
Oh yeah.
Because
self-preservation is a natural thing. If you're not looking to maintain your status here, with yourself.
So I don't know. I've come to that realization, and that's something I'm sitting through, because I know that that's it's easier said than done, especially when you know better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be knowing better. I be knowing full good and well, and I'll tell myself better. I'll tell somebody else if somebody else is reaching out like for some type of a, like, hey, like advice, we conversating, whatever the case may be. The advice that I always give out, I'd be like, damn, nigga, I know I need to hear that shit for myself. Or I know I need to apply that to myself. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, you know, giving them the best advice in the world. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta hear it yourself. So I've been practicing, like, I have a couple of recordings, self-recordings, that I have recorded, maybe about three of them. Like, just a little quick, I think the longest I have is about 15 minutes, and I listen to them. I listen to myself talk to myself. It's like inspiration speeches, just in my voice to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Getting myself together and just constantly hearing myself give myself advice that I normally would give to other people.
It's that self-motivation.
Self-motivation, and I need it. And you do, and you know, and then I think sometimes finding that motivation in yourself when there's no partnership to hold you accountable to timing and what you're doing and how you are managing your time, your priorities, your, you know, what's going to take you further, things of that type of a nature. How are you? Because I can sit down and get lost in a TV show and start binging and just be like, damn, the whole day done went on the weekend. If I ain't got nothing going on the weekend, because I got the time. Because I'm constantly working, my mental is always going. My job is a straight mental job. So I just, when I could just sit down and not use my brain to think, I think I gotten caught up in that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh no, it makes sense, because that's exactly how I was in the beginning. But what changed for me, I think, is I'm really good at not, like, not being astrayed from what I want, or like a lot
keeping
of
focus.
Yeah, or keeping focus, or like it's kind of weird, but it's like innate for me. Like, I have this ability to be like, okay, what I like to do is coupled into my life, so it's like it's not hard for me to not want to go and do it or like give it time. So it's like
I love potting.
Yeah, like that's why I do, but it so much.
I also feel like it. A lot of the fun has came out. Potting is taking is such a different route now. People are taking it like so serious, and I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Then I overly worry about you. We were talking about this earlier off mic, how you can't say certain things. And I'm just a dumb speaker, and I just want to express myself and my feelings. And I'm open to your feelings.
Yeah.
I'm open to an agree and not in agree to disagree. I'm a communicator.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem communicating. I don't have a problem going directly to what's the source and let's sit down and talk about this. That is not a motherfucking problem for me.
Yeah.
I'm very on mic, off mic. I'm not, you know, told you I don't do the scripts, none of that. Like, I'm just a raw person. Yeah. I'm naturally a raw person. And sometimes I feel like the joy in that in podcasting has been completely swiped and taken out of.
It has been hijacked. But I feel like what me myself, the strategy that I try to take about it, because I'm the same way. Like, I'll say what I feel, but I want you to know. Like, that's why I always reiterate positivity. That's why I always reiterate, hey, look, I'm not, what I say is not coming from a judgmental or hateful space. But when I say this so you can learn, because I heard something super, I heard something crazy. It's like everybody has a,
I agree though.
Everybody has a it's perspective and perception. Absolutely. Everybody's perspective isn't the same as everybody. It goes hand in hand, mm-hmm. but they're so finitely different. Mm-hmm. It's like your perspective isn't the world's perception or somebody else's perception.
Absolutely not.
So I think that's what a lot of people, like, that's what's going on in podcasting right now. It's like a lot of people are bringing their perspective
to the table,
and they're not taking into account that there's a larger perception of what you're saying. So if you were to take the shoes off, mm-hmm. and put your feet in the perception of whatever you're talking about, you would get a different response.
I 100% agree with that. I also feel like, you know, when you're becoming that, anytime you're putting yourself out there in any type of a large mass, that's a whole nother level of vulnerability that you're stepping into, because at this point, you're absolutely right. Everybody's perspective of what you're saying or how you're doing things, your mentality, your morals, whatever the case may be, you. Because you're your own vessel, they're their own vessel. But that person also has an opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. I think now people do put out their opinions and their perspectives and things of that type of nature and are completely closed off to hearing anything outside of that. And that's a dangerous thing, because you're absolutely, it's the world.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And this is something that is accessible to the world. Everybody, you know, iPhones or nothing, you can download some shit, Spotify, whatever, wherever your shit is, like, you know, accessible at, you're putting yourself out there. And that's a very, so I understand the wanting to be careful and mindful and whatnot. But see, one thing that I always tell myself is that the internet taught me is that you ain't never the only one thinking a certain way.
No.
And that was something I used to tell and talk to my BG about. Hi, Lolo. And I used to be like, you know, bitch, like, I be feeling like this and that. And I hop online and somebody, you know what I'm saying, somebody out there feel the same way. And then there's thousands and thousands of likes and hundreds and thousands of comments underneath here that everybody kind of joking off, feeling the same way, to where you're not alone. So when you get in that type of a thought, we start overthinking. My point in saying is there's an audience for everything and everybody. And sometimes I feel like right now it has gotten like lost.
Oh, yeah.
People are so zoned in on a certain different type. Like, I don't know, just get on, you know, find your own vibe.
Yeah. Oh.
Because somebody there.
Shout out to the Presence of Mind podcast. Authenticity. Being authentic to who you are and finding your voice. Don't try to be like anybody else. There's only one Drink Champs. There's only one Breakfast Club. There's only one Vlad TV. Don't try to be them. It's already done. You are your own individual star.
Shout out to Vlad.
Like,
I heard that he's not even there in his recordings.
No, he's not. He's not doing it. Like,
not
live,
like,
with
he's
them.
Not this, yeah, he's behind like a digital or some shit. Like,
yeah,
that.
Like, he's like, it's like Skype or FaceTime.
That's
or something.
That's insane, and he gets everybody to be that vulnerable.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. It's the relationship. It's relationship. It's a little bit of a lot of things, and that's something else that I have a. That's the other thing that I want to.
There you go, right there. All right. Sweet.
That's the other thing that is an issue to me with podcasting now. And we talked about a little bit, like, you know, getting into visuals and things like that. But I don't like how my issue with podcasting now is that it's grown into, to me, close to a parallel of the music industry in a way.
Absolutely.
And I don't
it
like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely is.
I really
no
don't like it.
That.
Yeah, I.
There's no.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. There's no stopping that.
Man.
And I do not like that at all. That's a major turn off for me.
Yeah.
That's a major, major, major turn off for me, because I know that it's a wrap. Not like it's a wrap in a bad, negative way. It's just like, you know what I'm saying, get with it and continue with the flow. Be, you know, be agile, yeah, and get on. But I don't like the concept of that, because I know how messy. We've seen and heard how messy the music industry can be, and I'm just personally not really fucking with that.
Well, you know, I've seen, and like, that's why I like the you know, digress back to what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. That's why I like I really don't listen to a lot of different like podcasts like that. I like to, like, I have the people that I like to hear from. And me, myself, trying to elevate myself in these, like, you know, next couple 10 years intellectually, I want to listen to people who are, like, actually speaking about things, like, yeah, you know, or actually have, like, some type of message, whether it's, you know, whether it's about life, money, whatever it is, just have a direct message. And then how unique is your message? Like, what is it about? Like, shout out
unique?
To, man, shout out to Godfrey. Shout out to Godfrey. Godfrey is, he's great comedian, but the man is an intellectual. Like,
he has a podcast?
Mm-hmm. And Godfrey, we trust. Shout, like, man.
I didn't even know that. Oh, yeah. I just know him as a comedian and actor.
Yeah, he's a dope intellectual black man. He speaks real about our people. He puts real information out there. He talks about real topics. It's not, you know, and that's another thing that I appreciate about it. He's more towards the original content. I want to talk about things that are untalked about, not the things that are in media. Like I like to call it the low hanging fruit. When I'm like in my producer mode with the host, the other host on Bread Made Media, I try to tell him like, look, man, let's not go for the low hanging fruit. Like, what do you want to talk about? What is it that you want to get into? Like, not, all right, I understand there's all these media stories. Yeah, that's already out there. That's expected for you to be talked about. Yeah. What can we talk about there? Yeah, or like, what can we? Yeah, current news, current sports news, current, like, you know.
Shit that's on the Shade Room.
Yeah, shit that's already on the, shit that's already publicized on the internet. Mm-hmm. When if you really realize it and break it down to a mental aspect, there's, 52 states, 50 plus states. Mm-hmm. Every state has at least maybe 100 plus cities. Mm-hmm. So that means there's like, 200 to 300 schools? That means that's newspaper, like, that's more than enough. There's accomplishments, there's things that need to be highlighted. Shoot, you can go right up the street and things out here aren't even publicized like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what can we do that's original? What can we be that's authentic in? And podcasting is the furthest away from that. Like, it's starting to get away from that. Like you said, that the music industry, we've seen the messiness already. We've already seen the messiness. Like, and I hate it because it's the same type of exploitations. It's crazy to me. Like, it does turn me off, but at the same time, it makes me want to keep going because, you know, somebody has to put out real content.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And that's actually a really great way to look at it. A positive way to look at it. And so I can respect that. Yeah, I mean, shit, times are changing. And so, I mean, for that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I can respect it. And there's people that's really making this, like, real life careers, getting paid off of it. So I 100% can understand going into more of a serious business aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that either. It's just like, I think that with anything new, it's always going to ruffle you. It's always going to be intimidating in a sense. It's supposed to be. And then once, you know, I don't know. For me, you know, you put your head down, you focus on your own shit, your own thing, what you're doing, what you're putting out there. And that's all you can do.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to sit back and worry about not a damn thing. Oh, yeah. That, you know what I'm saying? Life is happening. Life be life. And I choose to, you know, stand in the light of my own life, and I'm really pleased and happy. You know, I got things that's keeping me focused and furthering myself, and so, you know, that's all that I can be grateful for. And so, but it could be a different level of stress when it's over thoughts, and I'm an overthinker, and that's something that I'm aware of. So then I just personally have to really work harder to choose not to put my overthoughts or my energy of overthinking that I'm trying to discipline myself on over shit that I can't control.
So, question: would you say you have a paralysis by analysis, or analysis by paralysis? Like, you can think yourself to a point where you don't move, or like it's like you'll think yourself out of something.
Overly think myself out of something, psych myself out type of shit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Not all things.
Yeah, no.
Not all things. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, not all things. But yes, I definitely do have that trait. I didn't even know that's what you call it.
Well, yeah. It's more of a, like a habit or a tendency that you can break. Because I used to do it a lot. Now I don't do it as much. Mm-hmm. Especially with content creating. Like, at first, I was like, look, I'm not going to be able, like you were saying, it's going to be, we have to somewhat mentally censor ourselves in a way because, you know, there's hot button words and, you know, topics and things like that push buttons.
Talking about as far as, like, offensiveness.
Yeah, like, yeah. or or things that could be perceived
that
as
right
offense.
There, man, that, I promise you, I don't even try to cut you off.
Oh, no, good.
I promise you that is the most stressful part for me. Mm. It's to, you know, because I don't be coming meaning no harm. And I'm always very open and blunt about that. Like, hey, number one, this is always going to be my opinion as a black girl, my life, whatever. I only can speak for myself, my experience, what I know, how I process it. But I ain't never closed off to what you about to say. Because like I said, when you put yourself out there, you're putting yourself out there for opinions. Mm-hmm. And it is what it is. And people have their opinions. Obviously, I'm giving you mine. But the overthinking of how offensive people can be, or how people can take certain things and flip it and switch things, and people perceive things differently, and, you know, counterculture, even though I don't even believe in that, but yeah. With some little things like this, it could be real life counterculture that really might make an impact. It's just too much. Like, you know, getting pronouns, excuse me, oh God, excuse me, y'all, pronouns and shit correctly. I was at work thinking, like, wow, what if I come across a phone call one day, it's natural for me to say, hi, sir, or yes, ma'am. What if I get on a call with somebody and they're like, I'm not a sir? You know what I'm saying? And this sound like a grown man. And I know I got a raspy voice, but I still sound like a girl. You know what I mean? Like, if you confusing, you confuse, that's your own fucking problem. But compared to like a grown, manly, masculine voice.
Yeah.
And so I'm instantly, hi sir, how you doing? Cotton mouth. And Ooh, baby. Hi sir, how you doing? And they're like, I'm not a sir. I'm a them. And although it's like, okay, my apologies, you know what I mean? But what if they make it a big deal?
Yeah, like...
What if they push, the issue when I sincerely didn't mean no harm? It's stuff like that. Like, what if I'm not educated enough to know? And I'm really not, because that's not my everyday life. And I think that that's fucking fair.
Yeah.
For me to express and say. Because I don't mean no harm. I'm not coming for you or what, you know, your community, whatever the case may be. I'm not around that enough to be that educated with it, so I'm open to whatever you got to say, but you ain't got to be an asshole about it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people get aggressive with it, and it's like, well, goddamn.
It's the fact that now we have in our society we have the option to be hypersensitive now. It's a choice now. So, I've had to deal, like, so I've never had to deal with it over the phone. I've had to deal with it in life.
I haven't either. Like, that was just me,
yeah,
preparing and thinking about it. Yeah, no, I haven't either.
So if it's like, if it were to go down on the phone like that, that would be crazy, because it's like, look, I can't tell. I've done that at drive-thrus. I've been like, oh, can you give me a second, ma'am? And it's clearly a man talking. So like, I've done it before. It's a common mistake. It's crazy, but I've had to deal with it in real time, and it's like, look, I love everybody. You feel me? And I don't pass judgment on anybody before I meet them. Look, you have to wrong me directly. So if you don't tell me anything, and you're expecting me to address you, I'm gonna address. I am a call it how I see it type of person. Yeah. That's how I was raised. Look, if I see a man, hello, sir. If I see a woman, hello, ma'am. If you,
it's mannerisms. Well, that's how we grew up. I mean, for me, I know that I was taught that it was mannerism.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a hard habit to break when that's like drummed into like your morals type of shit, you know? But I guess the moral is slow down, take your time. For me, all I can do is apologize and keep it pushing. But that puts on a different level of stress for me behind my mic.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever want to come off and be offensive to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not. That's just naturally not how I am. I don't really get down like that. I think. And if I am trying to fucking offend you, motherfucker, I'm trying to offend you. You're going to get offended.
It's going
to
be directly
it's
at
gonna
you.
Be direct.
It's going to be
gonna
for
really
you.
Direct. You're going to know it's about you.
No stray shots.
Ain't no strays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming straight for dome. And yeah. I just, you know, that's whatever. That's the energy and time that. If that's what we're honest, we're going to be on. But it's never going to be like a a sneaky diss.
Yeah, or some indirect.
Indirect or bullying.
Passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive or just being, you know, an asshole.
Yeah.
Just purposely flat out being an asshole, being a thoughtless ass asshole. And I'm not into that. So, but nowadays you do, you know, you got to just watch what you say. People are very, very sensitive and that's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. Like it's really overwhelming. And it can really cause somebody to like kind of get tucked off. I know it causes me to be tucked off. I just be on some.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I told one of the hosts on the a couple weeks ago when we were creating content. I was like, I'm at that point in my life now. Like I'm at that point in my life where I literally like I used to really be combative to a lot of things. Like I would come with not necessarily aggression, but a level of defensiveness that could be perceived as aggression. So. Like, now I'm at the point where, like, I want to have more conversations. So, like...
That's how you learn.
Yeah, like, and so, like, I want to talk, like, okay, if not necessarily me, so, like, I was telling, you know, my other host, I was like, hey, man, like, go ahead on and say that shit. Like, I have the conversation for you. Let me deal with that because I want to learn about this.
Yeah.
I want to learn about what's...
Because you genuinely don't know.
You don't know. I was like, and then also, too, it's
and
like...
And it's their perspective.
And also, too, like we were saying, we're not leading with malice or ill intent. Mm-hmm. Everything is all out of love. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like we are looking to help. That's not, we're not on here trying to.
I'm not even trying to look to help you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to just look to understand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to understand. I'm not trying to, you know, help or save you or change nothing. None of that. I just want to understand in a fair way. You know, just don't. I just think people don't be so quick of thinking that somebody is trying to, you know, be disrespectful or purposely ignorant to whatever it is that they sincerely don't know. That's exactly what ignorance means. And so, you know, be open to that because everybody, like I said, people are not surrounded by certain elements and things. Everybody doesn't live the same life. Everybody doesn't have the same friends. Conversations are not the same across the board. Things are different. One thing that I'm grateful of with my mom, when me and Mary were growing up, you know, my mom being deaf, my mom has a very, very open culture. Like, deaf people have a very, very, very open culture. And I'm really grateful for that. And coming from the Bay, it was always a melting pot. But my mom herself, when we were kids, it was always really important to my mom that me and Mary had all different kind of friends. And if she, honestly, she had it her way, she would really appreciate it if we dated different type of men. And I'm looking at her like it's strictly, dickly, blackly. I'm a black, you know, what, my mom is so open-minded like that. But I've always been grateful that she is. I've always been grateful that she put that expectation in me and my sister and always had us be open. When we were kids, she would be like, where's your Asian friend, your Mexican friend, your white friend, your this friend, your Indian friend? Like, she would always ask us that. And I used to think she was fucking weirdo. Like, you're being so weird. Like, why are you being weird? It doesn't matter. This is my partner. This is who I relate to, whatever. But I'm so glad now that I'm a grown woman, I'm an adult, because I'm so open to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk to anybody, you know what I'm saying? I can take everybody in. I'm not disrespectful. I'm open to everybody. I'm open to everything. Only thing, you know, religion is a sensitive thing. I'm open to everybody's religious, but, you know, atheist is a little bit, I don't get it. But I won't judge. I'll just be like, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a different conversation. Yeah. But I'm grateful, you know, that I'm not closed off. I'm not mentally closed off. Yeah. So.
Pigeonhole yourself and you won't be able to see the full view of what's really going on.
And that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Very dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's absolutely dangerous. Okay. I wanna get on a lighter note because we're coming down to the end. So let's get on, like, some music shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And so, what would you say is, like, your favorite genre of music now?
Ooh.
Like, what do you like to listen to?
Ooh, I mean, music, it always changes for me. It always depends. The way I listen to music.
Three?
Three?
Okay, damn, because we can easily do. Let's do three. I want to say five, but no, let's do three.
Three?
Let's keep it, yeah.
I like, well, of course, I like 80s, I like 70s, 80s R&B. I like classical.
Classical what?
Like I like Johann Sebastian Bach. Like I like old classical piano.
Okay, like, classical.
Like
music.
Symphony.
Okay, yeah, there
like
we go.
Orchestra
we go.
Music.
Okay,
like
okay. Okay.
And then
That's your second?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then see that's hard. Like the last one's hard because I don't necessarily love hip hop. I love the underground. Like that's the part that like that's the section of hip hop that hip-hop. I fuck with, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm also in the blues. I love the like that old like that whole BPM. Like right now I'm really big into skating, so like
BB King.
Yeah, that Muddy Waters.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Like just that melodic that it.
Yes.
I love skating to that music. I love skating to, I love the,
Now wait, hold on, because now you're going off on your skating trip, and we can get there too, but what are your, that was
my
your three?
My three is classical.
Okay.
I'm going to say, yeah, all right, so blue. Classical, okay. Blue, classical, blue, or classical R&B, 70s, 80s R&B, okay. And I have to say underground hip-hop.
Okay, well, you don't want to categorize. You want to be specific?
Yeah, like, because I'm not like a real, like, because there's some real, like, hip-hop, like, real hip-hop heads, and I'm like, I dabble in certain sections, but yeah. The one that I'm really, like...
But you can say that is the whole culture of music. I like hip-hop.
Yeah, I like hip-hop, but also, too, there is this current section that's going on.
There is underground. There absolutely is underground. There is, like, real-life hip-hop where they out there breakdancing. Like, it is different types of hip-hop, but, I mean, I was just...
Yeah, hip-hop, I mean, yeah, you can put hip-hop.
Be selfish.
Yeah.
Take the whole thing.
I just like that one part, though, like okay, that. Like, that's like my, like, I can literally do whatever, like, everything else. If they were to just start, like, when mixtapes were heavy, mm-hmm. like, when, like, the old, like, Dat Piff and, L.A. Leakers were big and DJ Drama and those mixtapes. All that era, the old Gucci Man when Wiz and them first came out. Brother,
it's Gucci.
Oh, the drought, that the drought Lil Wayne. Like,
oh my God.
Man. Like, when Ace Hood
never,
first came
never,
out.
Never, ever, ever mention the ghost, but I'll mention him Wayne.
That's...
I don't care what you say.
Man, even Nicki was in the mixtape game. That's how I found out about Nicki. Yeah. When she was a real spitter.
Nicki.
A real spitter.
Yeah. Nicki, you know what? I feel bad because Nicki don't got to show her ass the way that she do.
No.
It really sucks and it really just pisses me off about her because I really do fuck with Nicki because those who know Nicki, you know. Those who know, know. And she got that fan base and she is Nicki fucking Minaj and she just don't act like it. And because of that, it just makes it real nasty. And distasteful. And I just can't with Nicki a lot now. And I just be like, I just wish she would just understand who you are.
Yeah.
And just be okay with that. Like, you don't gotta, like, pop off and be mad. It's giving jealous. It's giving hater. And I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
I just...
Minaj.
I felt... I had to fall back off Nicki because she got away from the bars. And, yeah. like, that was... Like, I get it. Like, you.
How did that come through if I'm in my content mode?
I don't.
What the fuck is
that? I don't know. That's
it should be
weird.
Blocking.
Yeah,
I have to check my favorites.
She got away from the bars. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I get it. The
music industry.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. also, too, respect to the artist. I understand you're not gonna be the same. You're not in the same position when you're getting millions and everything like that. It's a different. It changes. You try to cross platforms so you can get those millions. But at the same time, what I don't like, and a lot of the reason why I love that mixtape underground era, is because you can still do that. Look, you're getting millions. You got the fan base. What is it to put out a free mixtape?
Yeah.
Just for you to get in the studio and lay some bars down because you ain't put it on. Like, everything's about money. Everything's about maximizing like you don't have it already.
Yeah.
But it's like, why isn't it that growing your fan base can lead to more revenue? Hey, look, I understand digital streams. People still don't really fully understand how you make money off the digital. So why aren't you growing your actual physical, tangible, and like the things that you can sell, your merchandise, your money, your shows. That's where you get it at. Bigger fan base, bigger stadiums, bigger, more money. Like, it makes sense to me, but I don't, like, a lot of people, you know, like Nikki, I feel like they turn their nose up. And it sucks because we don't get to get that content or that aspect of the artist. Like, I miss Mixtape Wiz.
I didn't get into Wiz Khalifa when he was a Mixtape.
He was way better. Way better. He was like, well, not even way better. He was more hip hop. He was more like we were talking about the things on the mic, the sounds textured. Like you felt everything they was rapping about. And then also too, at that point in time, you know, you, like we said, there was the Gucci's, there was Jeezy, like there was all this gangster like trap stuff going on, and then you got this lanky bony stoner from Pittsburgh that's rapping about burning and getting on planes and having a good time. And it wasn't gangster rap. And me, I say this all the time on every podcast I get on. I have no gangster bone in my body. I am not a thug. That is not bony. Me. Hey,
I'm just a black man.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm here and I'm me. And that's it. And
that's okay.
And that's what I relate to.
It's more than enough, and it's absolutely okay.
Hell yeah, it's mine. And if it isn't okay, who cares? I'm still gonna do it anyway. You know, it don't matter. Okay, that's fine.
I said what I said.
But it's gonna happen. But that uniqueness, the underground provided that. It provided Currency. It provided Wiz. It provided Big Crit. It provided Akeem Ali. It provided us so many unique talents that really didn't hit the mainstream because their sound wasn't catered to the mainstream. It was fully authentic. And that's the best part to me. A lot of people say the 90s was super authentic or the 80s was super authentic. And I get it. Sounds, going back and doing the research and being a historian, mm-hmm. sort of like, you know, wanting to be more knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was original. I see why everybody's sampling from the 90s and the 2000s because it was original classics.
Yeah.
Like, original.
Well, the 2000s is probably like the last they had their originals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then everything started to get back on that recycle tip. Yeah. But
history piece itself. Oh, yeah. We had our share of recycling and shit, too, back in our days.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did it. So. They did it to bit. I feel like they did it in a more. They're not doing it the way that they.
Diddy was known for that.
Oh, yeah. Diddy was big. But he would straight take that shit, add a couple drums and shit. But then even before then, like, that's why the 80s R&B is also in there, because that 80s R&B, 80s, 70s, 80s R&B, well, that, I seen a reel, I think it was like, he called it like, it was that era between, when disco was fading out and like funk and R&B and soul was coming up.
I'm thinking Soul Train.
When I think funk. About you, like that, but they were taking that sound from Zap, and then they were crossing it with the disco R&B. Yeah. That was the coldest.
That
electric, like that. That, oh man.
In your eyes.
That was.
Sometimes.
Oh yeah, that was the jam. That music was touching your soul. You had to move.
What year was that?
I think that was like.
80s? Early 80s?
That was like, that's why I said that 70s, 80s. Yeah, okay, because when those nasty, like, it was so.
It's a moment. Mm-hmm. That's a vibe, and that definitely is an era. My favorite three, I love music. It's hard. It's hard.
Music is great.
Ooh, it's hard. Okay, I'm definitely going to say that I like, but see, I'm about to be hella selfish with my answer. Because I'm about to group my shit like this. I've thought this through.
Okay.
Of how I'm going to finessalous in here. Because, you know, Neo Soul is like a jazz.
Oh, yeah.
R&B and blue. Ooh. It's like all wrapped up in there.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take all that and put it there.
Yep. Okay.
Because it makes sense and I love that. Oh, yeah. I love me some neo soul, jazz, blues, and R&B. I like that. I like that. I love oldies.
Oh.
I love oldies. And when I'm saying oldies, we talking about, you gave a decade. I'm going to give my little decade. So I'm going to say about the 60s to like the solid oldies is going to be like 60s to like 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe 80s, but 80s is more going into my 90s. It's like more of a pop era was introduced in that time too. So I'm gonna stop it at the 70s, from 60s to like.
So you're talking about like when the original five man groups, quartets, the melodies,
all that,
live instrumentation,
that, like, you know, the girl groups, all that, the style, the fashion, the sound,
man, the way
that they toured, music crossing over crowds, you know, because at that point segregation was still going on, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, like all of that, like the power of music to be able to do that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And it was that type of music that made that happen. And so that's the second. And then the third, I gotta throw my rap in there. But see, I do like hip hop. But hip hop is rhyme. That's all I'm gonna say. Take it all. Because I love Kanye. He's my favorite rapper. Yeah. But he's a different type of hip hop too.
He's that conscious rap.
I like conscious rap. But I like that hood shit too.
Yeah.
But it's like a moment. Like Gucci is like my turn up, like hood.
Yeah, man.
You know, Gucci. Like my want to bend it over and throw some ass type shit, back that shit up. Man. Shit like that, I'm throwing on some WAP. So I don't, what's my third?
See, it gets so hard because there's so many
Mary's in the 90s as far as R&B.
Mm.
And I love 90s R&B.
Well, I mean, you could just go R&B. You can go R&B as a whole. I mean, even though it just had its moment, like, to be, in my opinion.
R&B is as a whole.
Yeah, like, just, but
that's not giving me my rap.
Yeah, that's not, I mean.
Neo soul is more jazz. Yeah. R&B. R&B is R&B.
Yeah, R&B is its own, like.
R&B is literally R&B.
You can only do R&B. Like, you can't. You can't do country R&B. Like, no, R&B is R&B. That's why I feel like so many people are, like, so defensive of it now. It's like, no, that's not R&B. They just singing on a hip-hop beat. Like,
no. Well, I mean, times are changing. But, no, I like R&B is a little bit more deep, too.
Yeah.
More loving. More sexual type of songs.
They really soul, sing into you. Soul touching.
They sing in heartbreak, love making, marriage, big, family, kid. It's
R&B
it's
is
a lot in R&B.
R&B is big ballad. It can be
powerful ballad.
Big
belly.
Yeah.
Belly singing. You know what I'm saying? So like, I love me some good R&B. So yeah, I guess I'd be my third. Because I can go without rap if I had to.
Ooh.
Like if I had to think of it like that, like what can I go without? I can go without rap. Like my type of rap, like rap, like bullshit rap. I can go without it. For real, like I can go without it. Whatever. They can have that. I can't go without those classics because I listen to them all the time.
Yeah.
I don't even like be knowing. Now, lately, I've been noticing that I haven't even paid attention to like new artists, like new music. I don't listen to the radio at all.
Oh, no. I haven't listened to the radio.
It's been like years. Years.
I would say since high school.
Yeah, damn near. Yeah. I was going to say, like, I probably was like 19, 18. Because ever since I had my first car, what? I was putting CDs in.
Well, listen. Yeah. Well,
1819.
I listen to the radio for like I listen to talk radio. I don't listen to the radio for music.
I just put on a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like as far
I don't
as music.
Listen to no talk radio like AM channels and shit like that.
Oh yeah, see that's what I yeah that's what I be.
And
on.
It's so funny. Funny to sit back and think like that was what that was, and now you have all these podcasts out. But I like to control what the fuck I'm listening to.
Oh yeah.
I think that's just what it comes down to because I play either, now I'm going to play a lot of music, I play a lot of podcasts and a lot of audiobooks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I get through. And that's what I appreciate hearing. Like, I put on a background thing on my TV and put that on and be chilling. Be looking at Jules, she'd be looking at me, I'd be looking at her, she'd be looking at me, she'd be looking at me. You know what I'm saying? Probably like, here she goes, sparking another blunt.
Oh, I'd be at work.
Shit on.
I'd be at work. That's what I listen to at work.
Yeah.
I literally, like, I'll listen to...
Take a walk.
Oh,
chilling.
Yeah, just listen, have it in your ear.
It's soothing.
Oh, yeah.
It's soothing, especially a good one. Especially if I'm hearing, like, a good, you know, they got something good to talk about. Well, we're cutting time. We're cutting time.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is a great conversation for the usual. It's nothing. We're going to smoke, too. It's nothing per what I didn't expect it to be. Now, so before we go, I'll quickly tell your social media, your podcast, where they can find you, all that stuff.
All right. I am. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are newly on Threads as well. Bread Made Media. That's you can reach me. You can find my podcast on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Man, look out for the merch, look out for new content. You know, we're always going to be pushing out the positivity, and much appreciation to the hostess. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh, finally, man. It's been a long time coming.
Can't forget to shout out the support system. Love you, wifey.
Oh,
man.
Hi, Shalina. Hi, friend.
This has been a dope. I've enjoyed myself. This has been a great conversation as usual.
Per usual. You know what? Well, I appreciate you coming. It's been a long time coming. I'm so grateful to even share the mic with you. And that you got to have a seat at my table. That we got to smoke and have authentic, great conversation. It was a great conversation. Shout out to you, Niles. Thank you. I do appreciate that. You guys want to go ahead and follow me. I'm Sharita _ByClark. You guys know that you guys can find my podcast wherever you find your podcasts besides title. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in per usual. Shout out to y'all. Peace and light. This was Spaz.